Genova e l'acqua sporca. Qua.
The main location in the Italian revenge thriller Dogman is a strip of coastline that probably once saw better days, but, well, if it did once see better days, it's hard to imagine them. It is a location where it's dominated by rows of crumbling 1970s flats that overlook the sea just north of Naples. These flats form a monotonous and drab skyline with facades quietly disintegrating in the salt winds, like bodies in slow-working acid. And it's against this backdrop of urban decay that we meet the unassuming and gaunt Marcello, who's played by Marcello Fonte, who runs a small dog grooming business. Now, this isn't the obvious, most obvious way to make a living in a place as down at heel as this, but it is a sign early on that director Matteo Garrone is not, strictly speaking, operating in a realist register. He's working once again with his regular co-writers Ugo Chitti and Massimo Gaglioso, and he's based this story of Dogman on a gruesome true crime from the 1980s that appalled Italians for its violence and its depravity. Now, Garrone, of course, is no stranger to either. He directed the sprawling 2008 underworld movie Gomorra. But Dogman resembles more closely the director's more intimate chamber films about controlling men and relationships that end badly, very badly. In particular, this film brings to mind a film of his that he made in 2002, The Embalmer, which is based on another true story, a psychological thriller about a closeted, short-statured man who uses cadavers to smuggle drugs for the mob and falls in love with his young, straight assistant. Both Dogman and The Embalmer are about characters whose solitary work and diminutive physicality sets them apart from their hyper-masculine communities. But in Dogman, loneliness doesn't manifest as a desire to be loved so much as a desire to belong. Dogs are pack animals, and Garrone seems to think men aren't too different. The small row of shops where Marcello works also houses a jeweller, an amusement parlour and a modest restaurant. All are run by men, and when they're together playing five-a-side football or sharing an aperitivo, Marcello resembles the runt of the pack. His eyes are droopy, his hair is parted and slicked dramatically to the side. He looks more like a forlorn schoolboy than a grown man who could have a daughter, here played by an unfussy and charismatic Alida Baldari Calabria, and an ex-wife, played by Laura Pizzarini. He doesn't look like someone who could deal with adult responsibilities. But still, if Garrone never quite convinces you of his protagonist's full three dimensions, he does make of him a very vivid symbol of beta male malleability, which is not a good thing to be when the neighbourhood top dog, a hulking cocaine-addicted petty criminal called Simone, played by Eduardo Pesce, comes calling. Now, to say this guy is a larger-than-life thug is understating it. He is a hurricane, a malevolent force of nature who crushes anyone who opposes him. Marcello, who has a side hustle dealing cocaine, counts Simone as a friend. He enjoys the buzz of hanging out with someone so powerful, not to mention the odd line of coke. So it's awkward when the community of local shop owners, who have grown weary of this man's increasingly erratic and violent behaviour, call a meeting to discuss how to get rid of him. Sitting at a table at the local restaurant, Marcello's loyalties are torn when someone suggests that they resort to extreme measures. Now, to paraphrase a 1969 Claude Chabrol thriller about an equally vile and uncontrollable man, the beast must die, it is decided, though no one seems quite sure of how to do the deed. And sensibly, given he's such a vivid character, Garrone is in no rush to kill off his monster, preferring instead to focus on this downward spiral of Marcello and Simone's friendship, which he depicts with all the terrible spectacle of a slowly sinking ship on fire. Marcello finds himself the reluctant accomplice of Simone's reckless criminal activity, and while at first he thinks this makes them buddies, he eventually realises that his loyalty is not reciprocated, and this enrages him. There is no greater wrath, it turns out, than a bro betrayed. Dogman releases in Australian cinemas between two more high-profile revenge films, Tarantino's Revisionist, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which we spoke about last week, a film that takes aim at Charles Manson and his gang of hippie killers dumping righteous fanboy anger on much of the decade. Well, Jennifer Kent's colonial-era rape revenge film The Nightingale is also coming down the chute in just a few days. That's a film that eviscerates British imperial patriarchy. Garrone's film resembles neither Tarantino's wounded nostalgia nor Kent's political rage. It's ultimately informed by a kind of sadness at the impotence of revenge as an option. Which isn't to suggest there's any Christian reticence lurking in Garrone's movie. Instead, the film's main idea is that people who can't stand up for themselves can never recover the dignity they lose. Marcello Fonte, who won Best Actor at Cannes for the role, puts a haunting, pathetic face to the helplessness of the socially weak. But his victimhood, in Garrone's eyes, is a symptom of something broader. The director cites Dostoevsky's Notes from Underground as inspiration, but he's also clearly heir to a vast and varied history of Italian movies about urban slums that runs from Bicycle Thieves right to the recent TV adaptation of Elena Ferrante's novels via some grotesque outliers like Ettore Scola's very much underseen 1976 film Ugly, Dirty and Bad. Dogman is a comparatively small-scale addition to this tradition, but its depiction of people with increasingly narrow options who aren't entirely responsible for their own demise is nonetheless powerful, even if the wider context doesn't quite come into focus. Better this, however, than the dull, earnest, Big Brother satire of Garrone's 2012 film Reality. It's a pleasure of sorts to see the Italian director back with such well-crafted and vibrantly realised characters, caught once again in his nightmarish cinematic web of loneliness and self-delusion. And Dogman releases wide next week, but there are some special previews this weekend. You're listening to The Screen Show on RN.